His friend, good friend, my good friend. If I don't, he'll beat me.
I'll become enemy.
Tom Penn so eager to want to serve Maharaj, so what I can do?
If you don't give chance of Tom Penn, he turns into four.
We need the mercy as well, Maharaj.
A friend hai ki mistra hai, friend hai?
Friend is good.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
But
if rain,
there is
then down.
Down.
Down like this.
No, yeah.
Who fries it to the end? You know that? What is the meaning of friend?
Yeah?
Who fries you to the end? Mataji
has no question.
Mataji
no question,
no,
but
Didi has question.
You want to walk with me?
No, I don't want to walk with you, Gurudev. Just if there's questions
so
and answers, it's very interesting.
Question there also.
Anyway, I was invited, so I couldn't refuse.
You know that I don't like.
I know you don't like. It's hard to resist.
You could not refuse, but you infused her to come.
No. Gurudev, I have some Vyasa Puja offering.
But we cannot hear you. We cannot understand your language. You written it down?
Yeah, you can speak it. I don't know.
You print it out?
Print it out.
Then we can read it.
Shall I read it or you? I don't know.
If you read it, Gurudev cannot understand.
Okay, if you don't understand.
How many pages?
No. Okay, Gurudev.
What is it?
Poem for Vyasa Puja.
Pushpanjali, her poem, her offering for you. She could not be with you in Brazil,
yeah.
So she made a poem.
She made an email. It will take 1 hour.
Huh?
It will take one hour.
No, not 1 hour, only 2 minutes. Okay. The embodiment of mercy you certainly are, distributing pure mercy even from afar. If a drop of that mercy falls upon anyone's heart, they will become a pure devotee just like Prahlad. You are the personification of complete dedication, serving the mission of Mahaprabhu without cessation. If a drop of that dedication happens to touch any fortunate soul, they will make Radhadasyam their ultimate goal. You are the embodiment of Rati to Radha and Krishna's lotus feet, emanating pure prema everywhere. Oh, how sweet! If a drop of that flame touches anyone on earth, they will never again have to take another material birth. You are the embodiment of pure sweetness, distributing pure nectar and nothing less. If a drop of that nectar happens to touch the heart of anyone, all their anartas and attachments will very soon be gone. You are the embodiment of pure renunciation, not even knowing what is sense gratification. If a drop of that vairagya touches the heart of any bad deed, their family, friends, and material life, they will certainly leave. You are the embodiment of humility, just like Srila Jagannath Das Babaji. If a drop of that humility touches one who is full of pride, like you, he will become very soft and sweet inside. You are the embodiment of all scriptural knowledge. This knowledge cannot be learned in any ordinary college. So you send your sons and daughters to the school of Srila Gorkhishore to learn the art of chanting and remembering and so much more. You are the embodiment of all Ruchi in the holy name. Chanting and preaching continuously, you remain. Like Haridas Thakur, perfect in achar as well as prachar, whoever follows your example will certainly go far. You are the embodiment of Guru Nishtha, fulfilling your Gurudev's Manovishtam, inspiring everyone to do bhajan like Raghunath Das, as well as preach like Srila Bhakti Siddhant. You are the embodiment of Raghunuga and Rupanuga Bhakti. You certainly have Srila Rupa Goswami's Shakti to write so many Vaishnava literatures with all the Acharya's deep commentaries. You are the embodiment of Avaish and Utkan. You are also the embodiment of all Tattva Siddhants, carefully explaining the meaning of pure Bhakti wherever you go. And what is not pure Bhakti, we all certainly come to know. Unfortunately, I don't really have much of a clue how to perfectly glorify you. I'm like a rabbit trying to reach the moon, but nevertheless, please grant me this boon, that one day I can really come to please you by realizing what is pure bhakti and practicing it too. I'm humbly praying on this most auspicious day. Please make me truly qualified in every way.
Now we beat Bichitri.
Okay. Sorry.
Yes.
You beat Bichitri. One tier.
One drop. One tier.
One tier. For the Maharaj baby dear.
Yes. In this Kali Yuga, there's so much anti-devotional behavior, so much behavior which is not pleasing to Krishna, and yet I read that the Uttama Guru, he sees everyone as perfect Vaishnav. So, can you please explain that?
Prabhu is asking, in this Kali Yuga, so many persons are engaged in activities which are not favorable for bhakti. But Uttama Vaishnava, he sees that everyone is serving Krishna. Can you reconcile, can you ex- help us to understand how to reconcile this.
Because we have the vision, transcendental vision, is not living in this world, even is not in this world. So if he sees everyone, not their body, but their soul, so soul cannot do this nonsense. Okay?
Yeah. He has a question.
Harsh, how does one recognize a pure devotee?
How do we recognize who is a pure devotee?
When you will be pure devotee, then you can recognize. Otherwise, no. Otherwise, anyone can tell that, oh, he is high class of this. But when you will be like that, then you can do.
But then it's recommended one takes shelter of the pure devotee. So if one is not able to recognize him, how do you know you took shelter of the pure devotee?
In Shastra, it is recommended we should take shelter with a pure devotee. If we cannot recognize, then how do we know that we have taken shelter?
By hearing by others.
From whose association?
Belief. Who went first to you to bring you
in this line,
in this path, and especially to me? Anyone brought, or itself, you came yourself?
You received any book, or your friend told you to go and
somebody
associate?
Else,
by any other inspiration you can come. Other, how can you know?
Now we will do the exercise.
A serious question.
Yes.
You are initiated. Who is your guru?
Ajay Patapa Swami.
Okay. So who brought you?
Arjun
brought you to?
I learned now from Arjun.
Arjun Prabhu told him, please come and hear.
Huh?
Arjun Prabhu told his Prabhu, please come and hear from Srila Narayan Maharaj.
You are going to hear our classes? Attending?
I didn't attend last 2 days. I will be.
Last 2 days he was not there, but in Durban he was there.
Now for you can attend.
Tonight also he will be there.
Yeah. We were making the garlands for him yesterday.
Okay.
So we didn't come as well.
Yesterday they were making mala.
Huh?
Yesterday they were making mala, garlands.
Who?
Prabhu. That is why he could not come to your class. Better come to class. It is better for you. Yeah.
Mala for where?
Full mala.
For what?
For you. Yeah.
In the end he brought?
The garlands were there for today or for?
Today, tomorrow.
For today and tomorrow they were making garlands.
Attending class is more important than making garlands.
This is Krishna Govinda Prabhu. He is a shishya of Bhakti Ballabha Tirtha Maharaj.
We met him in the house. You remember in the other house? When we stayed with three sisters,
oh, yes.
He was there.
Bhakti Pramopuri. They are coming today for darshan at 10 a.m.
Oh, sisters are not coming?
Today they are coming.
You are there?
Yes.